Here at home, a young mother from a small Aboriginal community in Western Australia's north is speaking out about the risks of remote healthcare after her baby died of misdiagnosed meningitis. It's a deadly illness which in its early stages can be mistaken for the flu. In this case, the mother was sent home from a local clinic before the gravity of the situation became clear. Emily Smith reports.
An hour from a hospital with a sick baby, 17-year-old Kejana Skinner was terrified. She had been to the local clinic twice, but was sent home.
But then when we went back home, she started having seizures, and they thought it was just from the side effects from the penicillin. But we didn't know it was seizures. We thought she was shaking because she was cold. But then again, because we were on our own and didn't know what was happening, you know.
They were living in Luma, a remote Aboriginal community of 500 people in WA's north. It's only serviced by a small medical clinic, staffed by about four nurses with doctors visiting twice a week. And back at home, Kejana Skinner watched her nine-month-old daughter's health deteriorate. Eventually, they were flown to Perth, but it was too late.
Our body did a CAT scan. They said she had brain... catastrophic brain death.
Miss Skinner's baby had meningitis.
We still held on to her until her heart stopped beating.
Meningitis is one of those illnesses that all doctors dread.
Dr. Andrew Kirk is the president of the Rural Doctors Association of Western Australia. He admits it can be difficult for remote clinics to offer timely treatment for the life-threatening infection.
You might be seeing someone in a clinic and they've been waiting for a week to see you. You have limited resources available when you're seeing a patient, and you have to make what we call a clinical judgment. You don't necessarily have all the tests and investigations.
With a hospital hours away, he's urging people living in remote areas to seek early treatment.
If you are in a remote area and you're worried about someone, seeking help is the first step, and it's important to do that.
Marla Fairbourn is another mother living in WA's Kimberley.
I was 16 when I had my first child. Living in the Kimberley, there's, you know, a number of specific circumstances that create barriers to access services.
She's now a parenting coordinator with Anglicare and helps young parents dealing with the health system.
That might include language barriers, not understanding the medical language jargon words, and not always feeling confident as a young mum to ask more questions.
Living in an Aboriginal community, like, there's not enough confidence. They don't grow up with that.
4 years on from the tragedy, Miss Skinner is a proud mum again. But she wants other Indigenous parents to learn from the experience of her first child.
Don't be afraid to ask for help, or don't be ashamed to go to the clinic to check. Go for a checkup.
Mother Kejana Skinner there, Emily Smith reporting. And we did ask the West Australian Health Department about access to health services in remote communities, but we're yet to receive a response.